Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm Jelena Elise.
And I'm 2KJ.
So today we are discussing tips on how to stay mentally healthy during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of us have lost valued possessions such as jobs, income, and most of all, freedom. And KJ and I are here to tell you guys how we've kind of coped with this pandemic to stay mentally sane or just try to stay mentally sane because it has been hard on everyone. So we all might think it's just affecting us, but it's affecting everyone. So we're going to just give you our tips on what we have done. So KJ, you can take it on.
Hey, everybody. One of the one things that I think is extremely important during this pandemic is to try to make sure that you maintain a happy lifestyle, whether that's being around people that you care about, talking to those that you care about, or even just having a balanced daily regimen that you continue to do on a daily basis. One of the biggest aspects, I think, to try to maintain your happiness is to do the things that you enjoy while staying productive.
That's a good tip. I like that tip. And one of my other our other tips, just to add on to KJ's tip, is to stay in contact with your family, your friends, your coworkers, whomever is special in your life. Just make sure you can stay in contact. If you can't go and visit them, because 6 feet apart, try not to go into someone else's space. There's always that social media aspect. We can talk on Google, we can Zoom, we can FaceTime. However you have that communication, make sure you try to do that because that will really help us a lot. I know during Thanksgiving, this was our, wasn't this our first time not being together as a whole family?
Our first time, actually, is
Yeah.
crazy.
And so we all, it was everyone had their own little Thanksgiving by themselves. It was really strange, but we all got on text message. We did the group text. We did video. So we all saw each other, and there's a whole bunch of us, but and we made sure that we interacted as a family.
Indeed. One of the best parts about even being able to just interact with video is just being able to see the people that you care about. And that can
Right.
do a lot for you, even if it's just to say hello or just to see how someone is doing while staying safe. It is so important.
Yeah, and I think this is really, if someone didn't know, which most people really don't know, KJ and I are cousins, and if we didn't have this pandemic right now, we would be in each other's presence doing a video together. Considering it's the pandemic, we are doing our we're doing videos over audio just so we can get some content out.
Absolutely.
And I think this is working for us right now because we're making it, we're gonna make it work at least.
You know it.
So we just gotta improvise during these times and how to see each other and let each other know that we care about, about the other person.
That's a great point, Jay, because you do have to try to make some compromises and improvise to make sure that the things you want to do can be done. Like,
Right.
even though we're only talking remotely, you and I still have a great rapport with one of each other. And I think it's really important that we can always still do the things that we want to do, even when something like this has come and started to be in our way.
Yeah. Great. I think that's important. So if you guys haven't talked to your favorite aunt or uncle in a while, give them a call, video chat.
Yeah, check on
You
your
can do it.
grandparents or maybe like your cousins or nieces or nephews, whoever that you care about that you haven't heard from. Go ahead and take some time to check in on them, see how they're doing.
So another tip we think is, well, I think this is a super important tip. Unplug from social media or just unplug from the news altogether. social media can have you thinking that your life is just going down the drain because everyone else is doing something that seems so great. But you know, social media like to perpetrate. So
facts.
And then the news will just have you depressed.
That is so true.
Get off the news. I know I went through an anxiety moment for a minute. So, because I think I stayed on the news like 24/7 at one point. And it was like, just turn the TV off. Turn the radio off. It's the same gloom and doom story. It's not going to get better. You got to make your own narrative now.
Absolutely. Pick up a book or something, you know? Try to change the story a little bit so you don't have to worry about all of the terrible things that might be happening in the world, because the good stories are never going to lead in the news, unfortunately.
Exactly. And find a hobby, something that you enjoy doing, or do something that you didn't even think about doing before, because we were in a hustle and bustle world before, and COVID kind of, you know, set us back to sit down for a minute. Figure out something that you have always said, I want to do this, but I don't have time.
Right.
This could be the perfect opportunity to start something new.
Indeed. I feel like if you don't come out of this pandemic with a new skill or something new that you've learned about yourself, you may have wasted an opportunity to actually get deeper into something or learn something.
Yeah, I believe that. I think this pandemic is allowing us to figure out, you know, who we want to be afterwards, or just enhance on who we already are.
Absolutely.
Okay. Our next tip is, I say Netflix and chill, but in modesty and in moderation. Make sure, find a new show that you want to watch and, you know, binge watch it for a while.
Yeah, nothing wrong with getting on the couch with someone you care about. Try to keep it 6 feet and, you know, watch something that...
With a mask on.
Yeah. And try to watch something that you wouldn't have given a chance otherwise, because it's not like you have the time now. Like, we all have time to indulge in some of the activities that we haven't gotten a chance to do previously, and now we have that time. So
yeah, we do have that time.
Another tip I wanted to suggest to people is to make sure that you get at least 5 minutes of sunshine every day, because staying in the house will lead to some anxiety, and at times it can even lead to actual depression. So make sure that if you can't get 5 minutes, then at least go outside. Maybe go check the mail. Do people still get mail these days?
I try not, but they do.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe go look at a mailbox, you know, see if there's any pay phones around. If there are, you know, take a look at that.
Okay. Yeah. Another tip is, if you're hungry, eat. I know we all gained at least our mighty 10 pounds, and now the holidays is coming around. We have the opportunity to lose the weight, but enjoy yourself just a little bit.
It's okay to indulge in some ice cream.
It's okay. Yeah. Get the chocolate.
Yeah.
Or
cake, or ice cream and cake and chocolate, or Krispy Kremes. That's a great recommendation. I love Krispy Kremes.
I'm a Ben and Jerry's fan.
Nice. What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, dang it. Why you put me on the spot? I can't remember. Oops. It's okay.
Rocky Road, chocolate?
Ew, no. It's... No. Oh, shoot.
Well, I love just normal vanilla. Plain vanilla. That's my favorite flavor. So
I gotta go and actually Google what's the flavor that I love. That's horrible that I can't remember it.
Okay, as long as it's delicious.
But Oreos became a good friend of mine too.
Oreos, nice.
Yeah, I like Oreos. I need to not be friends with them for a while, because I think we got into an abusive relationship, so we had to get But
I'm sorry to hear that, cuz.
But I think, you know, after this is over, we all realize that we got to get back to our activities that we were doing before the pandemic, post-pandemic. So, you know, if you were in a regiment and you can't go to the gym, like certain gyms out here where we live are closed. So basically, YouTube can be your new friend for exercise. There are so many exercise programs on YouTube. Like, I love doing the Leslie Sansone Walk Away to Pounds. And then there's also this this exercise is called Roberta's Gym. Now, when I first heard of Roberta's Gym and I turned it on, I was like, oh, this is going to be easy peasy. But because it's an animated lady.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's an animated lady giving you exercises. Oh, that little animated lady will kick you. Yeah.
Yeah, it will kick your butt. Honestly, yeah. I tried it. My mom actually had it on, and I thought I would be able to do. It was only a 15-minute exercise, people. Only 15 minutes. And I came out of that thing feeling like I had worked for 3 hours. So yeah,
that definitely get your cardio up. Because your mom is actually the one who told me about it. She was like, this really works you out. Right. And I got on it and I was like, oh, this little animated lady, she's not going to do nothing.
Right. It's really deceptive how how much work you actually do in that short period of time. So yeah, people, if you ever want to give that a chance, Roberta's Gym is actually a phenomenal workout. You don't really need much. All you need is a television or YouTube and a little bit of space to stand up and sit down. So,
And definitely if you need some, like an accountability partner, or if you used to go to the gym with someone, you guys can make it a date, like a video date.
Absolutely. Like,
this is the time we should work out and let's do Roberta's Gym or Leslie Sansone or whomever you want to work out to.
Even some yoga.
Some yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still keep wanting to try yoga. I did it once and I want to do it again. So I might try that.
It's actually pretty great. The breathing is honestly my favorite part because I take for granted how important breathing is. And it really teaches you how to really control your breath.
Do you do it every day?
No. Maybe once a month.
Oh, okay.
To be honest.
Once a month. Okay. Do you do it on, you do a YouTube video?
Yeah, there's, I just Google yoga. And I tried, I don't know if you ever heard of this wrestler. His name is DDP. He started a yoga program. And Lord have mercy, it is extremely stringent. The whole workout is essentially every muscle in your body working. So it's something to look out for.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, I'm definitely going to try some yoga. I think I need to get my flexibility and my breathing on. So
absolutely.
That's something I should do. And if you're single, I definitely would suggest, like, I'm giving you this suggestion, and I haven't done it, but you should swipe right or swipe left. Like, if you're into that. You know, like, I wouldn't suggest meeting people just because it's COVID, but just to have someone to talk to, I guess. If you're like, I need a friend, hey, get on a dating app. Find a friend.
Companionship is extremely important during these times, so make sure that you guys are respectful before you jump in those DMs, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's important. Did somebody jump in your DM
and recently,
they weren't respectful?
Recently, yes. And she was not respectful at all. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, sometimes we all have off days and we thought a line would work. We thought it was smarter in our head. And it's all good. You know, it's cool.
Yeah. Well, so those are our tips that we have, that we've done personally for ourselves. Besides, I haven't swiped right or left yet. But the other tips we have done. And we would definitely like for you all to share some of your tips that you have done during this pandemic. How have you made it better? You know what, though, before we let you guys go, we forgot one of the most important tips. And I wrote this one down and I forgot to say it.
What's that?
Take a self-care day.
Phenomenal. That's a great recommendation.
Like, self-care has been something that it seems like, I think over the last 2 years have been something so important there. We all need. Yeah.
Right.
We all need to do and think about.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And, you know, when I think of self-care, it's just if you live in a house with people and you see them all the time, you need to just have a time, like maybe an hour by yourself.
Just to detox.
Yes, detox from people, from life. Because evidently, you know, obviously during this time, life is so chaotic. It's different. There we have a new normal. So you have to have some time where you can just have time by yourself. If that means going to the bathroom and just sitting there by yourself, getting a book, taking a nap, doing your nails, something that you don't usually get to do for yourself.
Meditation.
Meditation is really good. Whatever way that you feel you meditate, you know, do that for yourself.
Absolutely.
Make sure that you take time for yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. And you learn that the hard way.
Right. I know I definitely did. But one thing I want everyone to remember listening out there is that you matter. And regardless what thoughts might come into your head, regardless how you may feel, you do matter. And even if today isn't as good as you thought it could be, tomorrow the sun will rise again and you could try to be better the next day and the day after that and the day after that. There's always a chance. There's always an opportunity.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. There's always, today is not the end and all. It's never going to be the end and all.
Right.
You still have tomorrow, and we pray you have tomorrow. So just make today the best that you can make it. Take a nap, let the sun rise, and get up and try it again.
You know it. And don't give up on your dreams, no matter what it is.
Right. Because only you know your dream. No one else can make that happen but you.
Absolutely.
And if you know someone who is having, you know, issues during this time, you know, be a comforting person for them.
Yeah, check up on them. Make sure that they're doing all right.
Yeah.
They'll be happy to hear from you.
Yeah, so, KJ, I think we're going to end this.
Got it, Jay. This was a great time. I'm so glad we did this.
This was fun. But everyone who was listening, if you heard the sound of my voice, make sure to let us know what you have done during this period to do something different, take advantage of learning something new. What is it that we should do? What did we miss in our list? And also, if you do YouTube exercises, let us know what other exercises you do, because we would like to know more.
Facts. And I'm trying to get a six pack by the end of this pandemic, cuz.
Okay, well, let's hope that pandemic is going to end soon.
Well, hopefully.
But yeah, you're going to get your six pack. If you believe it, you'll achieve it. So, absolutely. I believe it. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe to our channel. It is free to subscribe, and also share with whomever you think may need to hear this as well.
You got it.
And let us know what other topics you would like us to talk about.
Yeah,
we would really like to know, get you all's input as well.
Absolutely. Don't forget to make sure that you tell your friends that this is one of the best family video/podcasts out there. We talk about a plethora of things, so you guys will find something that you enjoy in our content. And we really, really appreciate you guys listening.
We do. Thank you guys, and we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Take care.